AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Another day of downpours, severe thunderstorms, tornado watches, and warnings for people in Central Texas. Hundreds of homes heavily damaged or washed away by the Blanco River in San Marco and Waverly. Bristol Minsker is with the Red Cross.
The town of Wimberley in particular has really been devastated. The Blanco River rose so far above flood stage, a lot of the families just didn't see it coming. So Red Cross volunteers are pretty much fanned out all across the state.
12 people are missing since the flood hit yesterday, including a number of people who had gathered for the holiday weekend at one home that was washed away. In Mexico, a tornado has hit a border town as children were readying to catch the bus to school this morning. AP's Mark Stevenson.
Just devastated. There's an area of about seven blocks there in Ciudad Acuña. It just tossed cars up against the facades of houses, twisted cars around the front of houses.
At least 10 people are dead from that storm. Earlier today at Arlington National Cemetery, a Memorial Day salute to those who lost their lives in the nation's wars. President Obama telling the big crowd,
"On this day, we honor the sacrifice of the thousands of American service members, men and women, who gave their lives since 9/11, including more than 2,200 American patriots who made the ultimate sacrifice in Afghanistan."
Healthy, older people at risk of Alzheimer's are getting brain scans to find tangles of a protein called tau in living brain tissue. Georgetown University researcher Dr. R. Scott Turner says the scans could help to discover how the protein might trigger the disease.
What's so powerful about these PET images is that it's predictive, so we can use them to predict who is going to get Alzheimer's disease.
The scans are being used as part of a larger study on Alzheimer's. This is AP Radio News. A Virginia man charged with driving with a revoked license after a pressure cooker was found in his illegally parked car near the Capitol in Washington.
A bomb squad destroyed a pressure cooker that was in what authorities called a suspicious vehicle left unattended on the National Mall near the U.S. Capitol building. The owner was located and arrested for operating a vehicle after his license was revoked. After the pressure cooker was blown up, police searched the vehicle some more and said nothing hazardous was found. Pressure cookers have been used in the past to create explosive devices. For instance, they were used in the Boston Marathon bombing. Shirley Smith, Washington.
Two planes searched at New York's Kennedy Airport after threats were made against those flights. The FBI says U.S. military jets scrambled today to escort an Air France plane after an anonymous caller claimed a chemical weapon was aboard. The search found no weapons. A Saudi Arabian Airlines flight was also checked. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.